good morning. Today is Monday, November the 28th, post-Turkey Day. Okay. We'll just kind of let it linger there. Rob Barkley's with us.
How are you, Bri?
Gobble, gobble. Survived another weekend, huh?
It was a great weekend. That Ohio State-Michigan game was about the best college football game I've seen.
Yeah, I saw we were here.
Good.
Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And then driving back from taking Stefan down to Amtrak, which is a whole different experience. Sacramento's really got a cool train station. They're spending a ton of money on that thing.
Really?
Remember back, well, on where the train station is on the property adjacent to yours?
Yes.
easy.
Yes.
The concept of a transportation hub?
Yep.
They're doing it down there. They're taking the old train yards. And Amtrak is running through there. The buses are going to be through there. And a number of other things. And they're taking the old rail.
Sack yard.
Buildings, yeah. And turning them into retail and some of the trendy, cool, cutesy stuff.
Right. Our guy who basically is second in our company now, Mike Casey, did that deal for UP.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a neat facility. And it looks like somebody's put their mind to it. It's looking good.
Yeah, they've leaned into it.
Yes.
I think it's great.
Instead of being bent over by it.
No, that's right.
It's doing well.
That's right.
I was kind of surprised, though, how close the Capitol is to it.
Really close.
Yes, which obviously means that it's going to continue to be funded properly.
Yeah, and well.
Because it's right there.
Yes.
You got a quote? Did you bring a quote?
I don't.
You came quote free. All right. I'll find one here for you. Don't worry.
How about this? Elections have consequences.
Oh, I had a better one.
Oh.
Wallace Stevens. Delusion is the last illusion.
I like that a lot, too. Thus the recount.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your read on that? Is it, I mean,
there there are a lot of theories out there. The odds of it changing the result are close to zero. I think what Jill Stein may be wanting to do is to not have the recounts done by the date that the electors are entitled to vote, and so consequently have the House of Representatives decide the election and thus hurt Trump's credibility. I do know that Trump's taking it very seriously, but the odds of success are zero.
Green Party thought, surrogate for others.
It's interesting. It could be. I think Hillary's not comfortable because she made a deal with Trump to concede. Now she hasn't conceded. And I have a feeling if it gets difficult, he's going to come after her with all the fury of the legal system.
Ah, deal goes both ways?
I think she revoked the deal, and Trump has lived to the letter, or you're done.
It just was interesting that the Green Party was going to be the one rather than a state party.
Well, when David Cobb insisted on the recount in Ohio, that was a revenue raise.
That's what I was wondering, if it was not as it's presented.
I don't know. We tend to overthink these things, so we'll see.
It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Barkley. The German to me pops up every once in a while.
Yes,
sometimes
it
physically hurts. Ah, perfectly. It's 8:24. Right. A little clock humor there. Rob, with some of the stuff Now, in the aftermath of the elections, were you surprised at the voter turnout levels or lack thereof?
No, I think both campaigns ran giant voter suppression campaigns. That they both did that, and so they got what they wanted. And I truly believe none of the people, the Democrats I knew, saw it coming. And I was saying, boy, I think you guys are in trouble. And just because we own properties in some of those states and you get feedback. And boy, Trump was – now whether – you know, I think he's going to be great on judges. Secretary of State, I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know why he's considering Romney. I don't get that, but he is. And would Giuliani be good? I think so. But we're going to just see – we're going to see a businessman versus a professional politician. So his decision process will be different. It'll be more visceral. And so it'll be fun to watch. Hopefully America gets that we can get beyond a lot of these issues and truly resolve problems now.
There were a couple of things that specific areas, quick comments. The news media presentation of politically related. Is it as transparent for the marketplace as it is, or as it has become for me?
Well, it was pretty funny. I got a brochure from Goldman Sachs on what to do with a Trump election cycle. And so I read through it and I said, boy, there's nothing in it. And I wrote a letter to him and said, you know, this is an example of listening to the media and not doing any critical thinking of your own, because this is a worthless 8 pages you just sent out. And the guy wrote back and said, you're right. We didn't see it coming. He said, we were listening to the press. And he said, and you, so many of you Republicans are writing saying you don't understand what a Trump presidency is. So it was kind of
so even if the major investment houses weren't doing their own homework, that kind of is a little frightening and sobering also.
It was. It was an echo chamber. They were all talking to each other and not talking to us, because there's a bunch of us-ins who were mad and are mad and are expecting a lot out of Paul Ryan. We're expecting a lot out of Donald Trump. And, you know, this was, as much as anything, a shake-up. We're not going to do this anymore. What we're doing isn't working for us.
The Electoral College. Do you see that there's going to be a concerted run at going to a popular vote?
No, not, they can say it all they want. There's not a chance. And because you do the math, and we control the state legislatures in 33 states. Right there, you're checkmated as far as a constitutional amendment goes.
And that's what it would take, is a constitutional
amendment. Yeah, and the states, no state is not important now. You go to an electoral college, you'll away from the electoral college towards a popular vote, you'll never see the president anywhere in the middle Midwest except for Chicago ever again. So I think the electoral college was genius and divinely inspired.
Yeah, I look at it simple lens. New York, California, Illinois, Texas, Florida. See ya.
Yeah. I mean, we're done.
and how
Trump
frightening
didn't even
is that?
Come to California.
And nobody – well, I guess they did for fundraising.
Yeah, but –
but not for – well, no, he was – wasn't he in Sacramento?
I don't think he campaigned.
Okay, maybe not in a
but, I mean, certainly he could have made more of an effort, and he could have made up the million vote difference pretty easily with just a little bit of effort.
Yeah, it's – I guess it speaks to today's society a little bit. Everybody wants a piece of the action, and everybody wants...
No, they want their way. They don't want their process. Yeah. They want their result. It's astonishing to me.
What is your takeaway from this election cycle that plays into a year and a half from now?
Boy, the states are getting conservative. Republican ideas are selling like crazy everywhere but a few states in the union. They are populist states, but man, California is becoming irrelevant if they don't watch it. It used to be a leader. They were anything but a leader. We're a throwback.
It's interesting talking to some of the electeds. 7% of the global economy. Yeah, okay. So?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you have structural deficit, who cares how big your gross is?
Yeah.
It's the net at the end of the year.
It's not. People who focus on gross don't get it. You better net it. And
do we have the guys who will start to make that change in California?
Unfortunately, we have such a structural deficit in both places. Taxes are going to have to go up dramatically, which will hurt California for the foreseeable future.
Kind of like in Humboldt County with the sales tax?
Yeah.
Almost got a response from him. Thanks for coming by, bud. Right, I guess, bud, we got nutcrackers in the lobby.
We're in the nutcrackers in the lobby, and they're batter up.
All right. Thanks for coming by.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time is 8:36. We're back to talk shop this morning, kind of a switch-o-change-o halfway. We're on a new horse in the middle of the stream.
Yes, new horse.
Talk shop presented by Salvation Army, Redeck, and by CDH Painting. Connie Miller is with us along with Eliza Klinger from the Redwood Concert Ballet.
No, North Coast Dance.
Oh, I even wrote that down.
Brian.
I even wrote that down.
That was 15 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So this is an upgrade.
Yeah, this is an upgrade. North Coast Dance.
Was that on your list?
No.
Oh, Nutcracker is coming up in a couple of weeks.
15th performance of the Nutcracker for North Coast Dance.
Why the same production year after year after year instead of having different?
Well, my little 6-year-old friend Theo said, I asked him if he wanted to go to the Nutcracker again, and he looked at me like I was crazy, like only a 6-year-old can, and said, of course, it's a tradition. And that's why we do it every year, because it's a tradition. And every year we change it up just a little bit. And this year we have more surprises, the same traditional characters, the Rat King and Clara, of course, and all of that. And all the wonderful dancers in their tutus and the incredible Tchaikovsky music. But we added a forest scene a couple years ago, thanks to the Schmidbauers. And so we try to keep it current and Humboldt County.
You water the trees.
Yeah, we water the trees. And we have a new business manager this year, Eliza Klinger, who is with us today. And you want to tell us the dates, Eliza?
Sure. So we open on December 9th, and we run through Wednesday, December 14th.
Ryan's having a
breakdown
across
the
room.
No, I'm laughing over here because, you know, I'll let you know when we need a break. Keep going, Connie.
I've known Brian, I figured out, since he was 7 years old. So
is that when you guys moved in the neighborhood?
Yeah, we go way back.
You realize by saying that, I haven't been that hesitant to share my age.
Or mine. You can tell.
Okay, okay.
Oh, I can share one exciting thing we have happening this year. We have a young man named Tristan Filsinger who is coming to play the part, dance the part of the Nutcracker. Tristan has been dancing with us, had been dancing with us for many years, and like a lot of our students, he went off to a summer program at Boston Ballet. The kids go all over the country to do these incredible summer programs. They took one look at Tristan and said, "Tristan, how about a scholarship? We want to keep you here." So his family relocated to Boston, and he's dancing with the Boston Ballet. And he had a break this year at Christmas time, and we asked him if he would come be our Nutcracker. So thanks to the generosity of the Boston Ballet and his grandparents who live here.
Immediately it was food and board. That's where I went.
Oh, one of us would have taken him in.
Yeah, I figured he could have been a temporary Miller son.
Oh, yeah, we would take him in. But Tristan is coming, and on Sunday, people can come and meet the Nutcracker, because each of our five performances, we have some special event connected to it.
Is that what keeps people coming back? Each one's a little bit different?
Each year is different. It's also the Arkley Theater, dress up. What says holidays better than a beautiful theater to be in?
And the beautiful tree.
Yes, today we're putting up the Christmas tree in the Arkley Theater. And families have a tradition now of taking their Christmas portrait in front of the tree at the Arkley Center. You know, it's an event. It's totally an event.
So you can't screw it up? Or you see this as now added pressure because it has become more than just the presentation?
Well, we have an incredible board of directors. And
of which Connie is a part.
The board of directors has wanted every year to move things up a notch. And with the quality of people we have on the board, ideas come. We've hired Linda Maxwell from Humboldt State University to be the director. She's brought another level of professionalism. Our costume department is incredible. People who've seen the Nutcracker in major cities say, our costumes are right up there. Our dancers are right up there. I mean, Boston took our young man away from us, which we're thrilled. I mean, you know, what better thing to have a young non-professional company like ours have them look at a young man and say, wow, you know, we want him. You've trained him well. He's talented. And now we want
him. Well, it's like the schools having somebody go to, you know, an Ivy League school or Oxford or Yale.
Exactly.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
We also do a lot of community outreach.
I was wondering you had a speaking role today.
I like to listen to Connie. Nice voice.
Well, so, you know, I love to talk.
You go into the elementary schools?
Well, we have a couple programs. So we do some classes through Ollie. We do a costume class. And this is around our shows. And we also do a prop class. So our costumers discuss how they've created the costumes, how they recreate costumes, kind of enliven them for every year. And because our ballerinas grow with the show, so the costumes have to change. And also the props change quite frequently or are re-envisioned as well. And so those are two things. We also do schools to dance, which is a really great program that Connie knows.
Well, maybe we'll talk about that when we come back. School Stance, when we return. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Connie Miller and Eliza Klinger from
North Coast Dance.
Connie, before the break, there was reference made to schools to dance, and I know that the extracurricular programs, the drama, the theater programs that a lot of the high schools have might fill in part of this, but this is something a little bit more special.
Yeah, this is in cooperation with Humboldt County Schools. I've always been a big believer in the arts as part of education because my husband calls it weightlifting for the brain. Having an exposure to the arts has been proven to help students with their math skills and their science skills. And so Schools to Dance is a way to expose students to dance. And so North Coast Dance, in cooperation with Humboldt County Schools, came up with a curriculum so that dance can be added into PE classes and all different ways within the curriculum. So when we have a major production at North Coast Dance, we have one day where we bring 1,400 students down to the Arkley Center and we expose them to the show. And so when they come on December 7th, busloads full of them, they learn about how you become a dancer, what goes into that, the disciplines, how the costumes are created, how the music is presented, how a show is put together. And so they're exposed to the whole gamut of possibilities within the dance community.
Do you let the classmates who are involved get up and,
well, they're
and
in,
show their stuff?
Oh,
not,
yeah.
As a class member, not as a member of the...
Well,
how about you, you come on up and show them what we're talking about and have them...
In a way.
Spotlight those kids that are doing it.
Well, they're the kids who have the roles in the show are the ones who are spotlighted because, obviously, Clara. And so the classmates of the children in the show are the ones who are exposed to their classmates. But
hopefully they get some attaboys and some oohs and ahs.
Oh, for sure.
Because everybody knows them as, you know, the goof in the desk next to them.
Yeah, right.
The theater performance dates again are
December 9th through December 14th.
7:30?
Well,
eight?
All different times. So opening is at 8 p.m., and then we have a Saturday and Sunday matinee at 2 p.m., and then a Tuesday and Wednesday evening show at 7 p.m.
So you go Saturday afternoon to the Nutcracker, and then Saturday evening
to the
Truckers Parade.
Perfect. Exactly.
Perfect way to describe it. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Thank you so much.
See you all tomorrow.